You may be seated. If you were turning your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13, I want to talk to you today about Jesus. I see so many people that are sick, and we've had this pandemic, and I said I wanted to preach about our nation because our nation needs healing. But the Lord just kept bringing me back to this subject right here. And I don't know any subject that should excite the church any more than the subject of Jesus. He is the object of our praise. He is the center of our worship. And how could we ever thank him enough, and how could we ever praise him enough for all that he has done for us? The Bible says he came to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus said, if you have seen me, he said, you have seen the Father. He said, the works that I do, they're not my works, but they're the works of the Father that sent me. If you want to know the will of God the Father, watch Jesus the Son, the Word made flesh, as he walked through the pages of this Bible, and you will find out that Jesus Christ is the express image of God and the brightness of his glory. God wrapped himself in human flesh and came to this earth as a man, and he is forever a man. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, that is the man, Christ Jesus. He ever lives to intercede for the saints, and we're the saints, praise God, and we're here to worship God and to receive from the hand of the Lord. And Hebrews 13, it makes a powerful statement. Look at Hebrews 13 and 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. My subject is Jesus the healer. God has a miracle, and God has your name on that miracle. You're in miracle territory, and you can receive from the hand of the Master today because he's here, walking among the golden candlesticks of his church. And the Holy Ghost is here to give witness. And we're Pentecostal, and we're going to just turn him loose, okay? Let us pray. Father, we love you, and we praise you. We thank you that you're our God, and beside you, there is no other. Lord, we have set our affection upon things above and not upon the things of this earth. And Lord, we're here to watch the miracle working power of God flow through this place. Jesus, we thank you for saving, delivering, healing, for your miracle working power, and for speaking to your people today. And use these lips of clay, Lord. Let me preach your gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Give us that listening ear. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, when Jesus was crucified and lifted up upon that cross, the people gathered at the foot of the cross. They cried, he saved others, himself he cannot save. The people gathered at the foot of that cross, they knew that beyond a shadow of doubt about the Lord's saving power and his healing power. They understood that on the other side of the Mount of Olives, that there stood a town called Bethany. They understood that a man named Lazarus had died, and that he had become sick, died, and then Jesus went and raised him from the dead. I want to tell you, it's never over until God says it's over. Some of those at the foot of the cross, they may have attended the wake. They may have eaten at the banquet. They had a banquet back there in those days. And many of the people, they may have been there when they sealed the tomb of Lazarus. They may have overheard the conversation that Jesus had with Martha. When Martha met Jesus, she said, Lord, if you had been here yesterday, my brother would not have died. In other words, Martha's faith went from today to yesterday. If you had been here yesterday, she said, but I know that even now, whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it to you. And Jesus said, Martha, your brother shall live again. And Martha said, I know he shall live again in the last day, in the day of the resurrection. I want you to look at John 11:25. Jesus said unto Martha, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Then Martha's faith went all the way from yesterday to tomorrow's faith. I know he shall live again in the last days, in the last days of the resurrection. You see, faith is always now. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus preached to get people's faith activated. Look at Hebrews 11:1. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is always now. Faith says it's so. This is my definition of faith. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it's so. Hallelujah. So as we search the pages of this book, we find out what God says. And Jesus, he was trying to get Martha's faith into now faith. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm right here. I'm right now. And I can take care of your problem right now. Jesus said, if you can believe, you shall see the glory of God. See, Jesus was the man of action. He stepped up to that tomb and he said, take the stone away. Now, he could have spoken and blown that stone into a billion pieces. But God wants you and God wants me to enter into our miracle. And I can see that great big stone. It's massive. It's huge. It's got that tomb sealed up. And I can see these men. They're strong. They got bulging muscles. And they begin to push at that stone, trying to push that stone away. And as they are, the sweat pops out on them. All of a sudden, you know, maybe somebody pulled a back muscle. They need to go see Pastor Nate over there. Hallelujah. My son-in-law, he's a chiropractor. But I pulled a muscle, amen, and I went to visit him and just about got me, praise God, where I can dance and shout again. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Nathan Joyner, go visit him and he'll straighten you out, line you up. Amen. We need an alignment once in a while. Amen. But they took and they pushed that stone and they pushed and they shoved until finally they moved that stone away. You've got to enter into your miracle. And then Jesus, the man of action, he steps up to the tomb and he does what only he can do. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Now that was a rhema. See, sometimes you'll be in church and you get a rhema. You get a word that's just for you. One man said, if he hadn't said Lazarus, all the tombs were open. No, there were a lot of people named Lazarus. When he said Lazarus, the Holy Ghost took that word, went right into that tomb where Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, lay dead and struck him, said, you're the one. Hallelujah. You're the one he's talking to. You're the one he's speaking to. God's not speaking to somebody else today. God is speaking expressly to you and to me. And that's why we're here, to see the Jesus who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And Jesus, he says, Lazarus, come forth. And he was bound by the grave cloth, like a lot of people in the church, they're bound. And I can see him. He comes hopping. He's trying to get out. He's bound in the grave cloth. Some people are bound by religious tradition. Some people are bound by sinful habits. Some people are bound by all types of things. But Jesus, the man of faith, Jesus looks at him. And I love these words. He said, loose him and let him go. I believe when I got saved, hallelujah, that Jesus spoke to that devil and said, loose him and let him go. I want to tell you something. Every chain that I was wrapped up in and the devil had me wrapped up, Jesus, the chain breaker, he broke every chain. Praise God. Called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. How many know what I'm talking about? And you got a testimony today that you want to praise God because he called you, touched you, and changed you forever. And if you didn't get changed, praise God, you need to make another trip to Calvary, because there's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hand on me. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The place I used to go, I don't go no more. There's been a change. There's been a glorious change, a wonderful change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hand on me. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus called him forth and he came forth and he lived again. You know, I had a friend. He lives in Georgia. His name is John. And John, he went to a full gospel businessmen's meeting. And that was back in the days when they were having all those charismatic movements. And the people in that place, they were shouting, they were dancing. He said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, why, if this is real, God, is this stuff real? I mean, people were praising God and dancing all over the place. He goes back to his motel room, and when he did, he said, God, I've never seen anything like this. I felt the power of God, but I just don't know if this stuff is real. He said, I opened my Bible to the 11th chapter of the book of John. He said, and when I did, I looked down and I saw the words, loose him and let him go. He said, I jumped straight up in the middle of my bed in that motel room. I started speaking in tongues and was instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you say, what does that have to do with being filled with the Holy Ghost? God said he was bound, but he said, my word is not bound. God can speak to you while I'm preaching on salvation and you can get healed. God can talk to you out of anything he wants to talk because the word of God is not bound, and God has a miracle and God has your name on it. Hallelujah. See, the people at the foot of the cross there, they knew that Jesus had saved others, and they understood that. The people gathered there, they knew about a little town called Jericho. I love this story about blind Bartimaeus. Look at Mark 10:46. Blind Bartimaeus. And it says, they came to Jericho, and as he, Jesus, went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to Jericho, and it says he went out the other side. Think about that. The Bible doesn't tell us that Jesus went to the temple. It doesn't tell us he went to the synagogue. It doesn't tell us that he went to see the high priest. The Bible doesn't tell us that he saved anybody. It doesn't tell us that he healed anybody. But I believe everywhere Jesus went, people were being saved and people were being healed. John said the book couldn't hold, the volume of the books couldn't hold everything that Jesus has done. And think about what he's done since he was here on planet Earth. And he's the same yesterday and today and forever. But as Jesus came out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus sat by the roadside begging. Now, if any of you ever heard me preach, you've heard me tell about my mother and daddy. They used to sing. And those old songs, they got down inside of me. They sang on the radio. They sang in church. They sang at camp meetings. They sang at revivals. And they sang in the home. And the song said, one sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and he bade the darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he'll turn your life to gladness. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. I'll take me a praise break. Do you have to act like that? Yes, praise God. This thing's burning inside of me. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And as Jesus came out of Jericho, blind Bartimaeus sat there begging. And the people that were gathered there, they said, Bartimaeus, be quiet. He had on the beggar's garment. Back then they had a red and a white robe, and it identified that person. It says, that person right there is a beggar. Don't you ever expect any more out of that person right there than to be a beggar. That's it. That's their station in life. They will never be anything. And blind Bartimaeus, he had a robe that identified who he was. And they said, be quiet, Bartimaeus. He cried, the Bible says, he cried a little louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. If one cry doesn't do, let me tell you something. cry a little louder. I said, just keep on, be persistent. Don't be denied your miracle. You've got to enter into that miracle just like those men had to roll that stone away. Blind Bartimaeus, he had to release his faith, and he cried a little louder. And Jesus, just first time he cried, he just walked on by. But that second time, he heard him. It was a cry of faith. And the Bible says, and Jesus stood still. Oh, my good. He heard the cry of faith, and I can imagine he probably told Peter, you know how Peter is always just doing something impulsively. He said, bring him to me. And I can see people, old Peter walking over to him, said, Peter said, Bartimaeus, I want to tell you something. You got it made. The master is calling for you. And the Bible says he took that garment, that robe, that identified him as a beggar. He cast it to the side. He made his way to Jesus. Sometimes you got to lay some stuff aside. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run our race with patience, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And here's where I want you to see him. He is set down at the right hand of his majesty on high, Lord and high priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And he has a miracle with your name upon it. Hallelujah. I put it back on, brother, so I can just look dignified like a preacher's supposed to look. I might come at it again. Hallelujah. You know, I passed the course in homiletics. I did. I made a good grade on it. We were down at Falcon, and you had spoke, and we'd had people speak all day long. And we were talking about the whole armor of God. And I was to be the last speaker. And the bishop of the church was there. And I said, well, I can preach or I can teach. And I stood up in the chair and I said, I believe I'll preach a little while. And it was a teaching session. I started preaching. You were there. The glory of God. Those people, we would warn them out all day long. I mean, we've been teaching. I got to get them out of their seat. And the glory of God fell and people were praising God. My wife told me later, she said, Jerry, don't you worry about being called to preach a camp meeting, said, you just blew it this morning. I stripped off everything, and I just became who I am. Don't be what you ain't, be what you is. Because if you is not what you am not what you is. If you're a little tadpole, don't try to be the frog. If you're a little tail, don't try to wag the dog. You can always pass the plate if you can't exhort and preach. If you're a little pebble, don't try to be the beach. Don't be what you ain't, just be what you is. Because if you is not what you am not what you is, and I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah! And I'm here to preach Jesus Christ to people who are who they are. The world is looking for something real. They came one day and said, sir, we would see Jesus. And that's what I want you to do, is see Jesus in this house. Hallelujah. My Lord, there's a miracle in your mouth. Faith always has to be in two places. Faith has to be in your heart, and faith has to be in your mouth. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I don't want to just believe in salvation. I want to get unto it. I don't want to just believe in deliverance. I want to get unto it. I don't want to just believe in healing. I want to get unto it. I don't want to just believe in miracles. I want to get unto it. I don't want to just believe in prosperity. I want to get unto it. Praise God. And our God, who is rich in mercy, praise God, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he has a miracle for you. Whatever you need from God, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Somebody go and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to cry a little louder. Bartimaeus said, Lord, have mercy on me. And I love what Jesus told him. He said, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, here's Jesus, the man with the gifts just flowing out of him. I love the gifts of the Spirit. But I'll tell you something. Your faith will do something for you that nobody else's faith can do for you. I love the supernatural manifestations of the Holy Ghost, but your faith will work for you. And Jesus looked at blind Bartimaeus, and he just opened his blinded eyes. He said, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately his eyes popped open. Can you imagine that? He'd heard a little bird sing. He could smell the different aromas wherever he went. But when his eyes popped open, he looked right into the face of Jesus. Can you imagine that? We shall behold his glory. He said, Father, I pray that they may be where I am, those that you have given me, that they may behold my glory. We're going to see Jesus. But while we're here, we can see him as we walk through the pages of this book right here. Hallelujah. You know, the people that were gathered at the foot of the cross, they knew that Jesus had claimed to have power to forgive sins. They were at a little cottage prayer meeting, and the house was filled. And four men came there bearing one man on a cot. Look at Mark 2 and 1. It says, and again he entered into Capernaum. After some days it was noised abroad that he was in the house. I want to tell you something. We see people healed here, and we never touch them. How could that be? Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I watch the Lord as he works, and people are healed. And we get testimonies. We never laid hands on them. Jesus laid hands upon them. Hallelujah. And these four men, look at verse 2 here. It says, as straightway many of them gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them. And Jesus, what did he do? He preached the word. Why did he preach the word? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm slaying this sermon. You see, it doesn't have to be the way I laid it out in my notes. It's the way the Holy Ghost wants it delivered, because he has a word for you. And he wants to get that word of faith into your heart, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And Jesus, he was conducting this cottage prayer meeting, and all the house was filled. Four men tore the roof off and led a lame man down in the presence of Jesus. And Jesus looked up and saw their faith. And then he said to the sick apostle, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. And the Pharisees were there, and they perceived. They said, look, said he can't forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. He's blaspheming. And Jesus perceived their thoughts. And he said, whether is easier, not whether it's harder, whether is easier. How many are saved in here? Oh, my. Look at that devil. Look at all those hands. Whether is easier. Hold your hand up. I want the devil to see it. Whether is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say rise, take up your bed and walk. But that he loved to call himself the Son of Man. He said, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin on earth, I say to the sick of palsy, rise, take up your bed and walk. And here's a man. He comes in on a stretcher. They let him down into Jesus' presence. And when he said, rise, take up your bed and walk, the man gets up, puts his bed on his back, and walks out there. I believe he's dancing, shouting, praise God. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. I mean, can you imagine that? That you couldn't walk, and all of a sudden you're leaping and dancing and praising God. It's like in the book of Acts, the man at the gate called beautiful. You know, he said, such as I have. Peter, he's asking Peter and John for silver and gold. He said, I don't have what you want, but I got what you need. I don't have any silver and gold. I don't have what you're asking for. But I got what you need. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And immediately the power of God hit him in the legs, and he goes into the temple leaping and praising God. I believe he had a little dance in there too. Hallelujah. Praising God. I tell you, you can't get touched by Jesus. People say, why do you dance so much? If I didn't, I would explode. I got all this Holy Ghost power inside of me, and Jesus, the mystery God had hidden for ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll walk in them, I'll dwell in them, I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. Do you know what happened in your heart when you got saved? My Lord, the miracles of miracles, my. And you were hand-selected by God. And God said, I don't want you to forget any of my promises. They're all yes, and they're all amen. And God has a miracle for you. God has a miracle with your name on it. Hallelujah. And faith has to be in two places. It has to be in your heart, and it has to be in your mouth. And when you begin to confess God's promises, look out. The devil doesn't want you to say you are who God said you are. The devil don't want you to speak these promises out, because he wants to hold you bound in chains. But once you say, I don't care what things look like, I know what God said, I'm who God said I am, I have what God said I have, I can do what God said I can do, and I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. That's when miracles show up, and you're in miracle territory. I like that. The man, Jesus said, rise and walk. And he went out of the Lord's presence, whole inside and whole outside. I had a kidney stone in my back years ago. Y'all have heard my stories. Most of you heard all my stories. You stick around long enough, I'll tell them to you again. Hallelujah. John Osteen, he tells how he got saved. I was in a nightclub, and his people say at 10 o'clock at night, and he da-da-da. I mean, they heard his story so many times. See, I grew up in part of that charismatic revival, and I heard their stories, and I heard their stories, and I heard their stories. The Bible says, you know, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so I testified. But I had a kidney stone, and I'll cut the story short. It's a long story, but it took me days to get healed. But my wife, she came in, I was lying in the bed. I went and had people pray for me. She said, Jerry, you gonna lay down all that pain? I said, I've got faith for this thing. I don't know what I'll do the next time, if there's ever another time. I said, but if death starts at my head and crawls down my body, if death starts at my feet and comes up my body, when Jesus says, you're healed, I'm gonna be healed. I said, and I'm going to lay here till Jesus comes and heals me. And I'm lying down on my bed. It's the third day, and Jesus come, and he said, you remember the man at Capernaum? I just preached to you about him. I said, yes, Lord. He said, I looked up, and I saw the faith of those four men. He said, they tore the roof off the place, led him down into my presence, and I looked at him, and I said, your sins are forgiven. He said, then I told him, rise, take up your bed and walk. I looked up, I saw the faith of those four men. I told the man on the cot, rise, take up your bed and walk. And the Lord spoke to me and said, when I told him that, he was on his own faith. I got out of that bed. That thing cut me when I stood. Tears come streaming down my face. I walked downstairs and I told my wife, I said, I'm healed. And I said, the Lord just spoke to me. And I walked into the bathroom, and somewhere between her standing at the kitchen, because that thing was still cutting me, and when I got into that bathroom, and I had a little funnel with a strain in it, and when I passed that stone, it was broken down into a glob of fleshy tissue. Now, I've been speaking to it for 3 days. But the miracle happened. Woo! Glory! Hasha! Kamosha! Ramoko Shatta Lamahaya! Hasha! Kamosha! Ramoko Shatta! Hallelujah! I said the miracle happened somewhere between that seat and when I got into that restroom, and when I passed that thing, it was like a glob of fleshy tissue. I said, look at that thing. I've been talking to it for 3 days. I said, it would never have left my body in that hard form, but look at it. It's broken down, and I am healed. Praise God. I heard, go on, praise God. I heard Ray H. Hughes preaching a sermon later. And he could preach, man, he's a preaching machine. He's in heaven now. But he would take one scripture after the other. And he said, God said, it's not my word like as a fire, like as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I said, my Lord and my God, that's exactly what I did. I took the hammer, I took the word of God, and I beat that stone, 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 and I beat that stone for 3 days, and it broke down and left my body. Woo! Never had another kidney stone since then. Spencer Beeman had hundreds of them. He came to the other church, and he had one that was about the size of a quarter or half dollar. I don't want to exaggerate the thing. I don't remember. It was years ago. But the doctor told him, said, you will always have to go to a kidney doctor. He had one, went to Duke. They were going to remove that thing. They went, and they couldn't find a thing. He came up for prayer. God healed him. From that day to this day, he never had another kidney stone. Go on, praise God. Sometimes you go through some things, praise God, just so you'll understand and have compassion for others that are going through some things. But God is a good God. Look at Mark 2 and 9. I want you to see this verse of scripture. Mark 2 and 9. Whether is it easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up your bed, and walk. That's powerful. In other words, the same Jesus that saved you, he's the same Jesus that healed you. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of his benefits. He forgives all our sin. He heals all our disease. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And I love this one. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Woo! And renews our youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. He said, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. He renews my youth, brother. And the older I get, the more I like that verse. He satisfies my mouth with good things and renews my youth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on, praise God. He's a great God. Amen. You know, that was a woman that had the issue of blood. She'd been sick for 12 long years. And she heard of Jesus. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. There was a great crowd that was gathered around Jesus. And she had spent all her monies on the doctors. The Bible says she grew no better, but she grew worse. She's broke, discouraged, disgusted. But she heard of Jesus. And that's why I'm preaching on Jesus today. I don't know where you are and what you're going through, but I know one thing. The Lord would not let me get away from this sermon today. This woman, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life, it will never be the same. And there's only one way to touch him. You must believe when you call on his name. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life, it will never be the same. And there's only one way to touch him. You must believe when you call on his name. You must believe when you call on his name. And I can see her. She's been sick 12 years and she's bone and just skin and bone. And she begins to press her way. The Bible says she got in the press. Sometimes you got to press your way. You got to press past everything else. You just got to press in where Jesus is. And she goes through the crowd, and finally she makes it to her destination. She reaches out and touches the hem of his garment. And when she did, Jesus said, who touched me? Who touched me? And the disciples said, Master, everybody is thronging you. Everybody's touching you. And you're asking who touched you? He said, somebody touched me. That was a different touch. I felt virtue. I felt the anointing. I felt power. I felt the glory flow out of me. And he turned around and she said, it was me, Lord. It was me, Lord. Did I do something wrong? He said, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. See, Jesus wants us to come to him. He wants us to come and to believe for our miracle. I could tell you about the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, had been there 38 years. I could tell you about the leper that he came to Jesus one day. He said, Jesus, if you can make me whole. Jesus said, I will. His word is forever settled in heaven. That's what I came for. I came to seek and to save, and I came to make people whole. Oh, I could tell you about the 10 lepers. And Jesus goes through Samaria, and they cry out, Jesus, have mercy on us. And nobody else would go through there. They were considered unclean. It doesn't matter how far down you've gone or what you've done in life. Jesus loves you, and he doesn't consider you unclean. He wants to save us all and heal us. He said, go show yourself to the priests. It was 10 of them. One comes back. I'm like the one that came back. And this church is full of people. The one that came back. And Jesus, when he came back to Jesus, Jesus said, where are the other 9? Weren't that 10 cleansed? But this man, he was made whole inside and outside. I can see him. He's walking down the road. And all 10 of them. You know, if it's 10 of them, there's got to be at least 4 gripers in there. More than that. One of them said, I don't believe that man. I don't believe a word he said. And one of them looked down and he sees some fingers grow at him. Woo! Glory! He looks down, he sees his toe. Woo! Hallelujah! And he looks up, one of them, he sees the earlobe popping out. He said, you can complain and you can say what you want to, but I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going to thank him for this great miracle I've got. Hallelujah. I'm going to see Jesus, and Jesus Christ has made me whole. He got more than all the other got because he came back, and you can get more too because Jesus is in the house, and I got more to preach, but I'll save that for another day. I never finished my sermon. I just stopped. Pastor Ricky, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God, and Jesus is the healer, and he sent me with a message today to tell you that he has a miracle with your name on it. And while we sing and while we praise God, I want you to turn your faith loose, and I want you to believe God for the impossible. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Ask yourself that question. Is there anything too hard for the God that I serve? Let us stand. Hallelujah. Glory.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
He came to seek. He came to save. And he's seeking you out today. He's looking for faith.
We'll bless his name.
He's got his eyes upon you. The piercing, penetrating eyes of Jesus. They're running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those who've set their heart upon him. Eyes, a flame of fire. Hallelujah. Piercing, penetrating, looking at the heart, the thoughts and intents of the heart. Lord, you're the healer. I preached your word, Lord, and I'm delivered. Now, Holy Ghost, it's in the hands of God. Do what only you can do. I thank you, Lord. calling me to preach.
He is here.
I wouldn't have chosen me, Lord.
Listen closely.
But you did.
Hear
him. Lord, you're talking to hearts and broken people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father's